and the Constitution's Equal Protection Clause. The two have tested positive for HIV during Air Force screenings last year. After beginning treatments, their doctors have determined they are physically fit to be deployed. SpaceX and Blue Origin rescheduling their rocket launches for a second time. The two space companies had to abort individual launches back on Tuesday because of a sensor issue and a ground infrastructure problem, respectively. Each launch was then moved to yesterday before they were then canceled again. Blue Origin says it needs more time to explore the issues that detailed, or rather derailed, the earlier attempts. There's no confirmed date for the next try. SpaceX is to give it another go this morning with a launch time of 9 a.m. Eastern now scheduled. And a petition is circulating online for Disney to give up its trademark on the phrase Hakuna Matata. The Swahili phrase means no problems or no worries. It was popularized in the 1994 movie The Lion King. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
Good morning. At 11:04, it's 36 degrees in Flemington and a little cloudy. Forecast for today is partly sunny, then rain after 1 p.m. And then it'll be high of 46. Tonight there's a 100% chance of rain. Rain could be as much as 1 to 2 inches. Friday, heavy rain and areas of fog. And maybe a thunderstorm.
Oh, good Lord.
And then it clears out for Saturday. Mostly cloudy, high of 49. Sunday, partly sunny with a high of 43.
Okay, let's hear it, Jennifer. I want to hear some good news for that Monday forecast.
Partly sunny with a high near 42.
No, Jennifer. Even if you were lying, you should have told me.
But, Monday night, partly cloudy with a low around 28. And one year, there was no way it was going to snow. And I looked outside, and wasn't it snowing for a little bit?
So it's going to be cold enough, but there's no precipitation.
But it's partly cloudy, so you have a chance.
I'd missed the old days 100 years ago, and we just had no idea if it was going to snow or not. No one knew.
You missed 100 years ago.
But maybe.
All right, then.
Yeah, I kind of do, actually.
Have you had enough weather?
Yes, thank
you.
Shall
we start the library show?
Please.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you.
Good morning. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Welcome to the Library Show. Starring Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch, broadcasting live over the internet from the Hunterdon County Chamber offices in downtown festive Flemington, New Jersey. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Hunterdon County Library. Library. I'm drawing a blank. I don't have it in front of me. The library
offers
a wide array of services, programs,
and
community support to the residents of Hunterdon County. I thought I had that memorized after doing that for 7 years in a row. I guess I don't quite have it down yet, Jennifer. On today's show, it looks like we're going to be shooting from the hip today on the library show. I'm not that prepared at all, and Jennifer, as all our loyal listeners know, was never prepared. So we'll be winging it today. Jennifer, when she was a little girl, she wrote to Santa Claus and said, please send me a sister. Santa Claus wrote her back, okay, send me your mother.
That's good.
So we'll be talking Christmas. I have Christmas trivia from that was asked at Lone Eagle's annual Ugly Christmas Sweater and Christmas competition last night over on Stengel Road, which was successful. Well, recap. We won't recap them, Jennifer. What is going on today? We'll recap our very successful holiday season at the Hunterdon County Library. I think our best ever. I was just talking to Chamber President Chris Phelan, who's very pleased with the way the gingerbread competition went. And that's good because the Chamber is our sponsor, as well as the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library. So we had a lot of great holiday programs this season. We will recap. I will be doing my annual Christmas recitation of Ogden Nash's classic, The Boy Who Laughed at Santa Claus. I think Jennifer may have her annual Christmas recantation as well to close our show. So welcome to the Library Show. Merry Christmas, everyone. That was Andy Williams, the deceased Andy Williams, unfortunately.
Yes.
I've realized that a lot of my fond memories of Christmas of the youth were formed from the Andy Williams show. All those, I think of all those, like, just the sets they used, right? It's like somewhere you just wanted to be. It looked so cozy and Christmassy, right?
Right.
Not even like the show or the songs. Just they did such a great job on the sets, whether it was like in a house or in the woods or on a Christmassy street.
You have that DVD that I love. When mm-hmm. he's with his brothers, and they all have the little outfits where their shirts match, their pants yeah. match, their
yes.
buckskin shoes, and the Osmonds were on it.
Yes. So the Andy Williams...
That's one of my favorites.
...rang in Christmas for many years, and he still does, if you can find one of his albums, Jennifer, or through the magic of YouTube. You can probably bring up Andy Williams' Christmas special, probably from the mid-60s.
Yes.
And relive it all over again. Actually, I... last weekend, I was doing something I put on the radio sometimes or YouTube. I was listening to the Kraft Theater from the 1940s, their holiday shows starring Bing Crosby.
Oh, wow.
So the radio shows. It was kind of cool. So they're talking to the troops and stuff. It's during World War II. Very, very Christmassy. I would suggest that as well. I think you would enjoy that.
I think I would.
So it's a library show. It's our last show of the year. Is that correct, Jennifer? We won't be in the studio next week.
We will not.
So it's our last show of 2018. How did 2018 treat you?
Wasn't bad. I made it through.
It's usually not a glowing report if you made it through.
Yeah.
What were your highlights in 2018? Let me think.
I had one major highlight.
What was that? Uh-oh.
I turned 50.
Uh-oh. That's right, Jennifer. If I invited you to a party, that might have came right to my head.
I invited you, didn't
quicker.
I?
No, your friend Jean hates me, and I wasn't on the Christmas or I wasn't on the invitation list.
Very few people.
So,
were.
Congrats, 50. That's a landmark. That's a watershed moment for you.
Yep.
And you survived that.
I did.
I have nothing to complain about for 2018.
That's good.
Any low points in 2018? You're glad 2018's gone.
Not particularly.
Big year for the Hunterdon County Library, 2018. We got a new director.
Yes.
I didn't quit.
Either did I.
We had a very successful season concert series again. Like I said, our holiday programs this year were, I think, as well attended as they ever would be. We want to thank the Eric Mantel Jazz Quartet for performing two holiday shows. One at the North County Branch and one at the Hunterdon County Library. I want to thank the Hunterdon Harmonizers for their annual holiday show. Always a big crowd pleaser. Fred Miller visited the North County Branch and the Hunterdon County Library with his American Christmas.
I want to give a shout out to, there's a library event that's in the offing.
Yes.
That's
going to be. Should I finish what
I'm sorry. I thought you were finished. I'm sorry.
The Hunterdon Central Fiddle Club. For also coming by and performing up at the North County Branch. The Summer Swing Orchestra did a holiday show. The Enslows were back with a Colonial Christmas. There was a centerpiece decorating workshop that sold out at the North County Branch Library. We had the Saint to Santa program. And then, of course, the high water mark, the gingerbread competition. Record amount of entries. If you haven't seen it yet, you still have a few days to stop by the Huntington County Library. Best in Show, of course, went to the Weasley home from the Harry Potter books. Also, some first place prizes were which community church was awesome.
Searching Field Methodist Church
was done in gingerbread. The Holland Windmill was done in gingerbread. The Griswold Family House, someone baked actually lights into gingerbread. I still don't know how they did that.
There was a red mill.
The bridge in Califon, the Cherryville Tree Farm. Too many to mention. The record number of entries. I want to thank Chris Phelan for coming and hosting our awards ceremony for all the people who participated. All the houses are labeled now to see who won what. If you'd seen it earlier in the year before that happened, then you can come back and see if the one that you voted on for Public's Choice actually won Public's Choice. Which one won Public's Choice again, Jennifer? Was it the church? I think it was the church or the windmill.
I'm going to check because the Chamber's got it on there on Facebook.
Yes, so if you want to see them online, go to the Chamber of Commerce page. What's the address for the Chamber of Commerce page, Jennifer?
He put it on the Facebook page.
Oh, so go to Huntington County Chamber of Commerce's Facebook page. And you can see a lot of the winners. A lot of fun. We do it every year and look forward to doing it again next year.
Here they are.
Christmas comes sooner and sooner. Like, it seems to come quicker every year, Jennifer. So it's going to be upon us. Maybe we should start planning already for next Christmas. Even before this Christmas comes.
It was the Methodist Church was the public choice.
Gotcha. Very good. It was very well done. Stained glass windows. And wow. That's all I can say.
Yes.
So we hope everyone out there is having a fine holiday season. We only have 5 more days until Christmas. 5 days. I've also realized what my favorite time of year is, Jennifer, where I am most content. And I realized that this year, it's probably mid-October because it's everything still right. Halloween is still like right there, but then you know you're right on the cusp of the Christmas season, Thanksgiving. I love mid-October. Of course, the Mother Nature puts on a show as well. That might be my favorite time of year. I'm going to have to go on record saying that. October 15th, if it could be dropped down any part of the year, I think it would be October 15th. And then if I could but I know I would miss summer at some point. I always wish for things, Jennifer. That's probably a sign of a discontented person, don't you think?
You think?
You're not even paying attention.
I am. I'm thinking if it's a discontented person or a contented person who just, like Pollyanna, finds something good in everything.
I wasn't finding something good. I don't know. Let's go to our first commercial.
Wait, break. I want to say my thing real fast. The one change at the Huntington County Library that's... And Jeremiah Harris will be leaving after 8 years.
Well, yes, that's the change. But good for him.
It's good for him, but our circulation, he's been our circulation desk for the last 8 years, and he's been instrumental in Comic Fest.
Yes, so we should do one in his honor.
Yes.
Oh, we are? Good.
No, we will do one. He's left all his notes and everything.
He was instrumental on that. He was the driving force, Jennifer.
Yes, and a lot of people came in on Saturdays to discuss the football scores and the prospects. So I think...
He was very well liked by all of our patrons.
Yes, and he's been telling each one as they've come in. He's telling them, which I think is really nice.
Yes, he's a good guy. We're going to miss him. Moving down to our nation's capital, if I'm not mistaken.
He is. So good for him.
Yes.
All right. I will go to the first commercial break. And are we doing Today in History?
Yes.
Okay, we will be right back.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Welcome back to the library show. You might have just listened to Radio History, the most time the word chamber was used in an ad. Congratulations to the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce for that feat. No Christmas commercials in there, Jennifer, at all. Nobody took a holiday theme? Is Christmas losing steam here, Jennifer, do you think?
I don't think so.
Halloween's kind of lost steam, don't you think?
We're still playing the Chamber Expo.
I think Easter's lost a little steam, too. Do you think Easter's lost some steam? Is it celebrated as fervently as it used to be? I don't think Halloween is, unfortunately. Though I think Halloween,
you don't think so?
Halloween might be making a small comeback, which I hope is true. Christmas will always be, Jennifer. It's time for Today in History. This time every week I ask Jennifer questions about events that happened on this date. Today is December 20th. I'll ask her about events that happened in years past and also some people who were born or who have died on December 20th. See if she knows who they are just by hearing their name. Let's go back to December 20th, 1606, Jennifer. The Virginia Company. Big day for the Virginia Company on this date in 1606, Jennifer. What were they up to?
No good.
What were they doing today?
I don't know.
They were loading three ships, Jennifer, with settlers. Bound for where?
England.
Jamestown, Virginia, Jennifer. The Virginia Company was an English company, Jennifer. That was through you. They were loading up the first ship to establish the first English settlement in the New World. On this date in 1606. Look how far we've come. If those forefathers had known it would lead to like the library radio show, they might have changed their mind. 1803, Jennifer, there was a ceremony in New Orleans on this date. And what were they celebrating? 1803. I know these are very vague.
Does it have something to do with the end of a war?
No. Something positive for the U.S.?
The Louisiana Purchase.
Very good. Good deduction. 1946, what popular Christmas film is first released in New York City?
Holiday Inn.
Incorrect.
It's a Wonderful Life.
Very good.
Holiday Inn was 4 years earlier.
1945, Jennifer, Peter Criss was born. Peter Criss. C-R-I-S-S. Musician, drummer, rock band, Painted Faces.
Kiss.
Kiss's drummer, Peter Criss, correct. 1812, Sacagawea was born.
She was an Native American Indian guide. She gained fame for I don't know. She was on a coin, a gold coin.
Guide. What did she guide, Jennifer?
Lewis and Clark.
Very good. There's the key words. Interesting story about her. No one knows how she died. They kind of just like lost track of her. No one knows what happened
That's
to her.
That was the myth about Native Americans was they just wandered off into the woods to die.
Is that what happened with poor Sacagawea, who I believe gave birth on the trail to the Pacific? Isn't
Possibly.
That correct? Or is that a myth?
I don't know.
1968, John Steinbeck died.
He was an American author. He wrote Of Mice and Men, Grapes of Wrath.
Very good. 1971, Roy...
You're like all over the place.
I'm all over the place? What's that mean?
Oh, no, you went from... Never mind. I was looking 1946 to 45, but you did born or die. It was born or died.
Can I continue?
Yes.
1971, Roy O. Disney died.
Was he Walt Disney's brother?
He was.
And he was one of the original partners?
It was. It was two brothers that were partners, Walt and Roy. Roy is the unsung. He was the finance guy that funded all of Walt's dreams. So in many people's eyes, just as important.
Would you like fund your
Walter
brother's dreams?
Walter Elias, absolutely not.
If one of them came to you and said, I want to draw
if a possible, like, I guess it depended on the dream. I don't know. What if my brother's dream was to invade Europe?
I don't know.
Depends on the dream, Jennifer. And then finally, 1973, Bobby Darin died. Right before Christmas. Sad.
He's a singer.
Oh, you got to name one Bobby Darin song.
Sailing.
Close.
What is it? The name of it? I'm singing it in my head.
You're thinking of Beyond the Sea.
Beyond the Sea.
Yes. Mac the Knife.
Mac, I was going to get it.
Come on. Okay.
You know it when you hear it.
Splish Splash?
Yeah. Did he sing Duke of Earl?
Dream Lover?
Did he sing Duke of Earl?
No.
Oh. Okay.
The great Bobby Darin. Gone too soon. At the age of, I don't know, he was pretty young. He had a heart condition his entire life. He was supposed to live, Jennifer, past his childhood.
But sometimes it's good to go out at the top of your
career. But he actually lived to be 37. 37.
Wow.
Yeah, he was young. Married, what famous actress did he marry? Sandra Dee? One of the famous actresses. Yeah. Look that one up. Okay. Are you prepared at all with anything over there, or am I just plowing ahead?
Sandra Dee, you're plowing ahead.
Okay. So I mentioned we had trivia at Lone Eagle last night. Another successful year for Lone Eagle trivia. I'm very happy to announce that Lone Eagle has broke ground for their building next door. They're going to expand the brewery, Jennifer.
Are they?
They're going to have some food options right next door. A lot of exciting news for Lone Eagle. We might have to move the chamber offices to Stangle because that's turning into be the new main street of Hunterdon County unless they get their act together in 2019. And for these great business owners along Main Street, Jennifer, am I getting too political?
I was just going to say the views expressed by one of our hosts are not necessarily the views of the other host or the Hunterdon County Library.
Flemington is such a beautiful town, rich in history. Why can't we get out of our own ways and make this town what it should be, Jennifer, what it once was? Right? There's so much history here.
But why do you want to make it what it once was? Why don't you want to make it what it can
be? It's popular. People that want to come here again. There's a lot of great stores here now. It's just trying to hang on until they fix the center of town there. I mean, we just don't get the crowds.
So tell me about your
Christmas. You ever go down to New Hope or...
Yes.
Right? It's a big difference. And we can be just as good as them. We have Liberty Village over there and Turntable Junction. Should be thriving. Someone had a dream. I would finance that, Jennifer, for downtown Flemington.
I do have a dream.
But nobody wants it. Okay, any other library business we need to take care of?
We will be closing at 2 p.m. on Christmas Eve.
We'll be closed Sunday before
yes,
Christmas
thank
Eve.
You.
We'll be closed on Christmas Day, I'm assuming?
Yes, we will be closing. We will also be closed.
So get your library shopping done before Sunday.
We will also be closed Sunday, December 30th. Monday, December 31st, we will be closing at 2 again. And then we're closed January 1st, and we will resume our normal hours on January
2nd. So what are your Christmas plans? Have they solidified? Have they gelled for you, Jennifer?
Not really.
No? They're up in the air still?
I'm going to Staten Island on Sunday.
You are?
Mm-hmm.
That's not even Christmas Eve yet.
No, but...
Probably a good time to go, beat the holiday rush. Is that why?
If you'd stop interrupting me, I would tell you. Because my aunt has dinner late in the day, and my father and I go to church Christmas Eve, and so we could never go.
Okay. What time is your church on Christmas Eve?
4 o'clock.
Always four.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice.
And her dinner was a
tradition.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Every child in the world is there.
Oh. And that's what makes Christmas Christmas, Jennifer.
That's right.
Doesn't around Christmas, don't you need some children in your life that if you haven't had any in a while to remind you? The glow in their eyes, the anticipation?
Yes.
So it's like a children's mass that they do, like the nativity play of the kids?
They do. No, they did that last Saturday night.
Come on, Jennifer. Let's send you. We'll have a foster child come live with you for a little while. I bet you.
Why?
Because I bet you'd be a great mother.
There are those who have called me that before.
No, but you might not think that way, but I bet you would be. I think it'd come naturally to you. Just saying.
I'm a little old for that now.
Nah, you're never too old.
Okay.
Okay. I don't know. I'm going down a bad path. I know here. I just can't stop myself. So let's go to some holiday trivia, Jennifer.
Okay.
I know you do very well at this.
I'm betting I'm going to blow the library team out of the water from last night.
Ooh, those fighting words. Okay, let me give you, let me start you just with 10 general trivia questions, just to get you warmed up. Okay, Jennifer, the songs Just Dance and Bad Romance were two hits of the many hits by what singer? Bad Romance. Bad Romance, no. Lady Gaga. The Unexpected Virtue of Innocence, Jennifer. Write these answers down, by the way. The Unexpected Virtue of Innocence was the alternate title for this movie that won the Academy Award for Best Picture in 2015. What's the name of the movie that won Best Picture in 2015?
What was the subject?
Unexpected Virtue of Innocence.
Nope.
Birdman. What is the nickname of the area of the Pacific Ocean Basin known for earthquakes and eruptions that contains 75% of the world's volcanoes? The nickname for that area of the Pacific Basin.
Some kind of ring?
Yes. Ring of Fire. What is another name for a percussionist?
Drummer.
Very good. What was the call sign for the character Nick Bradshaw in the movie Top Gun? All right, we'll move on. Don't write that down yet. What are the names of the famous boats that have toured Niagara Falls since 1846?
Mists of the Maiden. Maidens of the Mist.
Maidens of the Mist is very good. The Dolphin, the Beach Club, the Boardwalk, and the Yacht Club are four of the five resorts located in the Epcot area of Walt Disney World. Name the fifth.
Say them again.
The Dolphin, the Beach Club, the Boardwalk, the Yacht Club. There's one other.
Nope.
Okay, we'll move on. What is the number one hit single by ex-Beatle? What was the first number one single by an ex-Beatle? And it was written and sung by George Harrison in 1971.
My Sweet Lord.
Very good. What folklore takes place in the village of Hamelin?
The Pied Piper.
Very good. I was sleeping, and right in the middle of a good dream, like all at once I wake up from something that keeps knocking on my brain, is the first line from what singing group's biggest hit?
What? Say it again?
I was sleeping and right in the middle of a good dream, like all at once I wake up from something that keeps knocking on my brain.
This is very clever because I know where this is going.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay, so now we go back. What is our common theme, Jennifer?
It's the 12 days of Christmas.
Okay. So that should help you get the last one.
The Partridge Family.
Very good. Now go back to some other ones you missed.
So we have the ladies dancing.
Yeah.
We need turtle doves.
Well, there's only 10 questions and there's 12, so we're going to not have two.
All right, so there were no turtle doves. 12 Pipers Piping.
You got that one, the Pied Piper.
Lords of Leaping.
My Sweet Lord.
10 Drummers Drumming. 9 Ladies Dancing.
You got Lady Gaga.
8 Maids of Milking.
Maiden of the Mist.
7 Swans of Swimming.
The Swan is the 5th resort around Epcot at the Walt Disney World.
6 Geese A-Laying. What was the other question I missed?
What is the call sign? The character Nick Bradshaw.
Goose.
Goose is correct.
Very clever. That was good. I like
so that helped you. If you picked up the theme, Jennifer, it helped you get the question.
Yeah, I had a feeling that's where you were going.
Okay, 20 songs, Jennifer. Here we go, a caroling. I'll just give you one line from a popular Christmas song. Name the song.
And this is not necessarily the first line, correct?
It's not. It's just a line from a Christmas song.
Okay.
We'll be singing the songs we love to sing without a single stop.
Pop, pop, pop.
You got it.
Feeling nothing in the world.
Sing it out loud for our audience, please.
So,
Jennifer.
Sleigh Ride.
Sleigh Ride is correct. Snowing and blowing up bushels of fun.
Jingle Bell Rock.
Very good. This one's going to be tough for you. Let's join together. We can watch the snow fall forever and ever. That's Step Into Christmas by Elton John. Do you like that song?
I know this song.
Okay. I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer.
Have a holly jolly Christmas.
My mother will start to worry. My father will be pacing the floor.
Maybe it's cold outside.
Oh, I won't ask for much this Christmas. I won't even wish for snow.
All I want for Christmas is you.
Very good. Now the goose is on the table.
And grandma got run over by a reindeer.
Wow. Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some caroling.
That's not Rocking Around the Christmas Tree again?
That's Rocking Around the Christmas Tree.
Oh, no, it was Jingle Bell Rock before.
Come and trim my Christmas tree with some decorations bought at Tiffany.
Santa Baby.
Christmas Eve will find me where the love light gleams.
I'll be home for Christmas.
Merry Christmas. I wrapped it up and sent it with a note saying I love you. I meant it.
It's that Wham song.
Very good. Last Christmas. At Christmas time, we let in light and we banish shade.
Do they know it's Christmas?
Very good. From Atlantic to Pacific. Gee, the traffic is terrific.
There's no place like home for the holidays.
It's been so long since I could say, Sister Susie sitting on a thistle.
All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth.
And Mom and Dad can hardly wait for school to start again.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Dreams are calling. Like bells in the distance.
The Polar Express.
Very good. Believe. How'd you like to hang a stocking on a great big coconut tree?
Christmas in Hawaii. No, Christmas on the island.
Christmas Island.
Christmas Island.
Faithful friends who are dear to us gather near to us once more.
Have yourself a merry little
Christmas.
Very good.
Bells are ringing, children singing. All is merry and bright.
Santa Claus comes to town. Yeah, bells are ringing, children singing. Because Santa Claus comes tonight.
Close.
Here comes Santa Claus.
Here comes Santa Claus, Jennifer. Don't look at me like I'm wrong.
I'm not looking at you like I'm wrong.
Christmas Day will always be just so long as we have we. That's Welcome Christmas from The Grinch That Stole Christmas.
That one I do not know.
No? You did very well, I must say. Okay, Jennifer.
I think if you hadn't said I wasn't going to get the Elton John one, I would have given it a try.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you just give up when somebody tells you to give up? You just throw
sometimes
up your hands?
When you do.
Why? That's not very good, Jennifer. I think I would stop that if I were you. Don't let anybody tell you you can't do something. Especially me. Okay, a very jolly Santa, Jennifer. All these questions contain the letters H-O. Ready?
You mean the initials? Or?
You'll see. Okay. What New Jersey city was Frank Sinatra born in?
Hoboken.
Right. There's an H-O there, isn't there, Jennifer?
There is, Jennifer.
What nursery rhyme character eats a Christmas pie?
Little Jack Horner.
Very good. The TV show had characters named Sergeant Carter, Corporal LeBeau, and Corporal Newkirk.
Hogan's Heroes.
Good. What team is currently in first place in the NFL's AFC South Division?
Hornets.
The Houston Texans. This landmark is located in the hills overlooking Los Angeles, California, and features 45-foot-tall capital letters.
The Hollywood
what
sign.
What did this sign originally say when it was built in 1923?
Uh-uh.
Hollywood Land. They dropped the land for some reason. You won't get this one, but just in case.
Well, there you go again.
What was the nickname of the large, slow of wits stable boy who worked at Winterfell in the HBO series Game of Thrones? I know you don't watch Game of Thrones.
No, but sometimes it's a crossword clue.
Right. And?
I don't know this one.
Hodor.
That probably is one.
This Greek expression means the many, the masses, or the common people.
Hoi polloi.
Very good. This is the most famous, one of the most famous jewels in the world. It's
Hope
a rare
Diamond.
Blue color and weighs 45.42 carats.
Diamond.
Hope Diamond is correct. What is the name of the largest private college on Long Island in New York?
Hofstra.
Very good, Jennifer. What is the name of the gang that Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid were members of?
Hopalongs.
Good guess. The Hole in the Wall Gang. No? No Hole in the Wall?
Nope.
Hole in the Wall was the name of their hideout, Jennifer. Okay, holiday matchmaker. Write these down. Ready? Got a pen?
I got a pen.
Okay. Ready? Number one, write White Christmas.
Do I have to number them or just?
No, write it small because you got to write something next to it. Or, well, no, you don't have to write it because you got to say it. Number two, The Santa Claus. Number three, Die Hard.
Not Christmas movie.
Number four, Christmas Vacation. Number five.
Wait, slow down.
No, it's radio, Jennifer. We got to keep it moving. Okay. Number five is Bad Santa. Number six, A Christmas Story. Number seven, The Year Without a Santa Claus.
A personal favorite.
Number eight, Love Actually. Number nine, Santa Claus is Coming to Town. And number 10, Miracle on 34th Street. Okay, Jennifer, I'm going to give you a name of a character. You match it with what movie they're in.
Okay.
Okay, ready? Neil Miller. I'm not going to tell you yet.
I'm just going to write him down.
Okay. The next one is Grover Dill.
Okay.
The next one is Billy Mack.
Okay.
Next one is Betty Haynes.
That is White Christmas.
Okay. There, you can start narrowing them down. The next one is Susan Walker.
That is Miracle on 34th Street.
The next one is S.D. Kluger.
Okay.
Next one is Holly Gennaro.
Okay.
The next one is Frank Shirley. The next one is Ignatius Thistlewhite.
That is The Year Without a Santa Claus.
Okay, very good. And finally, Thurman Merman. So you got three right off the bat, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
Have you placed the other ones?
Nope.
All right, let's start with this. White Christmas, you already said, is Betty Haynes. So that should narrow it down for you. The Santa Claus.
Nope.
Santa Claus is Neil Miller. He plays the psychologist that's Charlie's stepfather that wears all the ugly sweaters.
So
played
wait,
by Judge Reinhold. How about Die Hard?
I was going to say Grover Dill, but I don't think so.
It's Holly Gennaro. That's Bruce Willis's wife that's trapped in the tower who he's going to visit. How about Christmas Vacation?
No.
Christmas Vacation is Frank Shirley. That's Clark's boss, the guy that gives him the jelly of the month. Doesn't give him the bonus and gets kidnapped on Christmas Eve by his cousin Eddie. Frank Shirley. Bad Santa, Thurman Merman, who's the little boy protagonist of that just wanted a purple elephant for Christmas, Jennifer. A Christmas Story is Grover Dill. That's Scott Farkas's henchman, his sidekick that terrorizes the kids of the neighborhood. You already knew The Year Without a Santa Claus was Ignatius Thistlewhite. Love Actually?
I can't even read what I wrote down.
Is Billy Mack. He was the singer throughout Love Actually that had the number one Christmas hit. And then Santa Claus is Coming to Town. S.D. Kluger, Special Delivery Kluger, the mailman who narrates. Fred Astaire providing the voice.
Yes.
Of S.D. Kluger. Okay, and one more question, Jennifer.
Okay.
You can write these down too. How many of these can you get? The theme is It's a Wonderful Name. Give me how many surnames or last names can you give me from the film It's a Wonderful Life?
George Bailey.
So Bailey is one. So all of the Harry Bailey, of course, counts as the
Mary
same
Daly.
Bailey, what?
Mary Daly. Wasn't that her maiden name?
No. So you got Bailey. That's a good start. Harry and George. Ma and Pa Bailey.
Zuzu.
Zuzu. Correct. That's one, Jennifer.
I'm not going to get any more.
Oh, no, really? I thought you were a fan of this movie.
I'm not. You are.
You've seen it, though, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, who was the protagonist or the antagonist that sat in his chair and stole the
money?
I just don't know
their name. Awesome. Yeah.
Henry Potter.
Yes.
Mary Hatch.
Hatch. I knew it rhymed with something.
George Bailey.
Rhymed with Jim Thatch, not Bailey.
Sam Wainwright, the guy who always said hee-haw and Merry Christmas. Mr. Gower was the druggist. Mr. Martini was the Italian gentleman who owned the bar. Violet Bick was the shady lady that lived in town. I really don't know what she did. Ernie Bishop was the taxi driver. Clarence Oddbody was the angel gentleman.
I did not know he had a last name.
Mr. Welch was the guy who punched him when he insulted his wife, who's the teacher, when Zuzu came home with a cold. And then finally, Dakin was Harry Bailey's wife's maiden name. Those are the only surnames they use in the whole movie.
Very good.
I thought you were a fan of that.
I'm not.
I thought you were gonna clear that like a hurdler.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Sorry.
Did you run out of Christmas trivia? Were you asking me all through the season?
I did.
Think we ran out of them.
Yeah.
Well, that's a bummer.
Sorry. No, because you kept insisting we kept doing them.
Of course. I wanted to get in the Christmas spirit.
Do you? I know you're going to chide me for asking this, but when we come back from break, you want to talk about some of the January programs?
Oh, no. But we'll have to, I guess. Okay.
All right. We'll be right back.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody just...
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Welcome back to the Library Show with Jim Thatch and Jennifer Winberry. Jim Gano will not be in today.
We're just going over all of our wonderful programs coming up in January. Yes, I know. After Christmas, January is back again. So don't think about this yet, but then just to put this on your radar screen for after the holidays. We've already lined up several great programs for January and February at the Hunterdon County Library.
Well, I'm going to go fast.
Go ahead, Jennifer. Okay. Tell us what they are.
At the North County Branch on Wednesday, January 2nd at 7
p.m. I still got to read my poem, by the way. Make sure you leave time for that and your poem.
Yes. The South Highlands Group of the Sierra Club will meet, and they will be discussing Yellowstone, the ultimate college summer camping experience. Now, that's very specific. On January 3rd at the Headquarters Library, we will welcome back Barry Wolfson to show you you can keep your New Year's resolutions. Beginning on January 15th at the North County Branch Library, there will be gentle yoga and meditation drop-in classes. Even though the flyer says don't, mats are optional, I would bring a mat. On January 17th at the North County Branch Library, we're having space clearing and organizing with Amara Wiley. On Wednesday, January 30th at the North County Branch Library, we have de-stress with an introductory meditation class.
Is that two stress programs?
It's going to be three stress programs, because on February 20th at the North County Branch Library, ouch, that hurts. That stereotype hurts. Saying nothing serves to condone bias. And on February 12th at the North County Branch Library, defeating the unconscious bias, five strategies.
Did you mention our concert?
I'm going to our concerts now. At the Headquarters Library on Wednesday, January 30th at 7 p.m., we're going to have Fraser Thomas, an exciting eclectic duo featuring Rob Fraser and June Thomas, performing classic rock, jazz, blues, and pop mixes. And then our ever-popular Saturday winter concert at the North County Branch Library will begin in February. February 2nd, intimate exploration of the art of improvising with Kazri Jackson and Don Messina. Saturday, February 16th, Together Wherever We Go, featuring Jamie and Nancy DeJesus. And I think there's some more.
Well, I've already booked several programs throughout our winter and spring, Jennifer. Very excited about our concerts coming up. We have, to top it all off, we have one of Scotland's best folk singers. Touring the U.S. again, Jim Malcolm, and he'll be visiting us in March. Are you giving me the finger?
It's my second finger. Because also, the Saturday Winter Flyer starts on Friday, but then there's a Saturday Winter Concert Series flyer all by itself, Elvis by Bob James.
I made that one, Jennifer.
Well, check the...
That's why.
Don't look at the flyers this week. Wait until next week.
Okay.
And then take a look at our website, hclibrary.eu.
All of the information of all our programs are on our website that's currently being redesigned, but it's still hclibrary.us. So besides Jim Malcolm, Echo Dos Sorbu came back with their music of the Andes. We'll have classical pianist Paul Bisaccia. If you missed him last time around, you got to come see him, one of the great classical piano players. In the Northeast, Jennifer. I'm not That is not exaggerating.
No.
We have a Billy Joel pianist coming that's going to play Billy Joel tunes. Jack McDade will be back this spring. We have another band called Moss Henry and the Bryophytes or something like that. I'll get more information about that. And I'm missing another new one. I can't think off the top of my head, but a lot of good music and programs coming up at the Hunterdon County Library in 2019. We're looking forward to it. But now back to Christmas. Still 5 days to Christmas, Jennifer. Let's try to tap on the brakes here a little bit. Every year I like to read this poem. It's written by Ogden Nash. It was written probably back in the 40s or so, 50s, 60s. I don't know, Jennifer. When is Ogden Nash alive? I don't even know. But that's beside the point. I'd like to read to you The Boy Who Laughed at Santa Claus by Ogden Nash. In Baltimore there lived a boy. He wasn't anybody's joy. Although his name was J.B.'s Dawes, his character was full of flaws. In school he never led his classes. He hid old ladies' reading glasses. His mouth was open when he chewed, and elbows to the table glued. He stole the milk of hungry kittens and walked through doors marked no admittance. He said he acted thus because there wasn't any Santa Claus. Another trick that tickled JB's was crying boo at little babies. He brushed his teeth, they said in town, sideways instead of up and down. Yet people pardoned every sin and viewed his antics with a grin, till they were told by JB's Dawes there isn't any Santa Claus. Deploring how he did behave, his parents swiftly sought their grave. They hurled through the portals pearly, and JB's left the funeral early. Like whooping cough from child to child, he sped to spread the rumor wild. Sure as my name is JB's Dawes, there isn't any Santa Claus. Slunk like a weasel or a marten through nursery and kindergarten, whispering low to every tot, there isn't any. No, there's not. The children wept all Christmas Eve, and JB's chortled up his sleeve. No infant dared to hang up his stocking for fear of JB's ribald mocking. He sprawled on his untidy bed, fresh malice dancing in his head, when presently, with scalp a-tingling, JB's heard a distant jingling. He heard the crunch of sleigh and hoof crisply alighting on the roof. What good to rise and bar the door? A shower of soot was on the floor. What was beheld by JB's Dawes? The fireplace, full of Santa Claus. Then JB's fell upon his knees with cries of don't and pretty please. He howled, I don't know where you read it, but anyhow, I never said it. JB's, replied the angry saint, it isn't I, it's you that ain't. Although there is a Santa Claus, there isn't any JB's Dawes. Said JB's with impudent vim, oh, yes, there is, and I am him. Your magic doesn't scare me, it doesn't. And suddenly he found he wasn't. From grimy feet to grimy locks, JB's became a jack-in-the-box, an ugly toy with springs unsprung, forever sticking out his tongue. The neighbors heard his mournful squeal. They searched for him, but not with zeal. No trace was found of JB's Dawes, which led to thunderous applause, and people drank a loving cup and went and hung their stockings up. All you who sneer at Santa Claus, beware the fate of JB's Dawes. The saucy boy who mocked the saint, Donder and Blitzen licked off his paint. I love that poem. Mm-hmm. Ogden Nash, I think a brilliant, what is it? What is the term for what he does?
Satirist,
yes. So that's my Christmas tradition, Jennifer, that we've done on the radio show for the last 7 years. Actually, Jacob Marley's been dead 7 years this very day. Isn't that the length of time in a Christmas carol?
I believe it is.
Though I don't see anything particularly dead about a door now. I'm just quoting Christmas Carol for you.
Thank you.
No, I'm kind of leading you into your thing.
Steal my thunder.
Yeah, I'm kind of building it up a little bit.
Okay.
Okay, Jennifer, well, thanks again for another great year on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. It's been a pleasure sitting across this desk from you. It really has. Don't laugh at me. Haven't you had fun?
I have fun.
And this is a good part of our week every week.
It is.
Kind of breaks up what we do at work, get out, kick about, get down on great old Main Street that's hopefully in the in its renaissance.
Well, the Flemington Library roof is almost complete.
Yeah, that's a start.
So that's great.
Okay, I think it's time, Jennifer.
I think it's time. And Jim Gano will not be in, so there will be a rerun on.
Very good.
And Scrooge was better than his word. He did it all and infinitely more. And to Tiny Tim, who did not die, he was a second father. He became as good a friend and as good a master and as good a man as the good old city knew, or any other good old city, town, or borough in the good old world. Some people laughed to see the alteration in him, but he let them laugh and little heeded them, for he was wise enough to know that nothing ever happened on this globe for good, at which some people did not have their fill of laughter in the outset. And knowing that such as these would be blind anyway, he thought it quite as well that they should wrinkle up their eyes in grins, as have the malady in less attractive forms. His own heart laughed, and that was quite enough for him. He had no further intercourse with spirits, but lived upon the total abstinence principle ever afterwards. And it was said of him that he knew how to keep Christmas well, if any man alive possessed the knowledge. May that be truly said of us and all of us. And so, as Tiny Tim observed, God bless us, everyone.
Very nice. Thank you, Jennifer. And thank you all for listening to the Library Show throughout the year. We hope you all have a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
And we'll see you back on January 3rd.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.